guess we should let him in. He says he went to the Masters this weekend, so maybe he's got some sports points for us. Here in the bunker, let's open the door and welcome Chris from Sales Inn.
What up? Hey, what's up, homie?
Hey, Chris.
Don't high five. No.
Thanks. Thanks, man.
What are you jackweeds up to, man?
No, doing our radio show.
Two butt knockers in here still languishing in Five Figs land.
Yeah.
Well, the Chris is totally crushing it in the gym and in the cubicles. Dude, I've sold like over $1 million worth of inventory.
Are you telling the truth there?
Yeah,
the cubicles are still open.
Man, I'm just coming. I keep the ticket afloat, basically.
You do?
Oh, yeah, man. I sell so many of the ads and commercials for what y'all do. What is that thing y'all do? Radio show or something like that?
Yeah, man.
It's kept me in a sweet condo, that's for sure, in Uptown.
Yeah, like my
condo is like ultra-modern, full of kick-ass art. I got like a love swing in the middle of the living room.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I'm total Christian Grey, man. Total Christian Grey. Oh, dude, man, I'm real tired this morning.
Tired, huh?
So tired.
Why are you so tired?
Oh, I just got back from the state of Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm a member at Augusta, and
you're a member?
Yeah. Years ago, it's a really weird story. Years ago, my dad's buddy, Hootie Johnson, begged me to be a member, so I joined for, like, a really reduced price. I think they pay me, like, $50K a year or something to be a member.
I did
it for a reduced price. And so I, you know, I was like, man, I'm really bored this weekend, so I think I'll go and play Augusta. and they were like having a tournament there, so I was like, all right, fine, I'll enter, you know, no big deal, everything. I told them don't put me on the leaderboard or anything,
but you
know, because I wouldn't get. I played.
What'd you shoot?
I played. I shot a 7-under 6.
Seven under six.
It was like 6 under and then 7 more up under that.
So you're 13 under.
Yeah, 13.
That would have won the tournament.
Oh, would have? Yeah, I wasn't paying attention, you know. I was just doing it for the exercise, you know.
Oh, right.
Plus, I had a couple of buddies out there. I was hanging with Zalitaris.
Zalatoris?
Yeah, I call him Zalitaris. That's kind of a nickname.
Why
do we
call him that?
And, it's just kind of a funny thing. Yeah. It's something you wouldn't be familiar with, George. Yeah. But,
okay.
And my other buddy, Tones Rhomes, he was out there, too.
He was there.
So the three of us were hanging together because we always play Dallas National together.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of my local Muni-type course that I play.
It's a nice Muni.
And so we're always, you know, doing threesomes there at that golf course. And we play golf there, too. So.
Oh, gosh.
Stupid.
So I showed up, and I showed up out there at Augusta, like, you know, this was like on, I think it was Wednesday night, it may have been even Thursday morning.
Sure.
And I'm out there, you know, kind of putting and practicing my short game and stuff, and this Japanese dude comes up to me, and he's like, wants some tips, and I give him some tips, and I correct his swing and everything. I looked up yesterday, the dude friggin' won it.
Yeah.
He won that tournament they were having.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the dude I taught how to play like four days ago.
So you're behind yet another major winner.
Yet another
Incredible.
Major winner. Yeah, man, that dude needs to pay me royalties for winning. But I did something unusual. I took a road trip out to Augusta this time.
Hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, I took my McLaren out there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was towing my Chris-Craft boat.
Chris has a Chris Craft.
Yeah, I have a Chris Craft. Yeah, I call it my Chris Craft. Oh, I used it in some of the water features they have there around that golf course.
They would not let you back a Chris Craft into a
Tones
pond.
Tones wanted to go skiing, so I was pulling him, you know.
Oh, my God.
But I had, like, honeys lined up along the way on the road trip. I'd stop in, like, someplace like Biloxi or something and hook up with a honey, do a little pump and dump, get the hell out of there.
Yeah. Okay, don't talk.
You know Chris, we're going to have to ask you.
Well, I tell you, man, I've been making, like, 6 figs for 12 years now. I get so much money. You guys want some money? I'll give you some money.
Oh, yeah, we'll take money.
You'll just give us some money.
I had to open up like extra bank accounts because I kept filling them up. You know, they'd be like, "Man, can't take any more." And I'm like, "Okay, open the
sure,
yeah." And I've been making a killing on Top Shot. Y'all heard of that?
yeah.
My Chris moment's been selling like crazy. My NBA rookie moment where I sunk the three that taught LeBron how to play. It sold for like $23,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're so
deal,
yeah.
At least one of us is making money on Top Shot.
Junior, you ain't crushing it, are you, man?
You know, Chris,
totally crushing it. What's that?
I don't believe any of your stories because
I probably need to get out of here, man.
I was talking to our sales manager, Alec Drake, and he said that you were doing so poorly that he was going to have to fire you, but he felt sorry for you because you were living in a tent because you couldn't even make rent at your last place.
Oh, God, Alec Drake's a liar, man! Ah!
We all know it. But you have to call him out because then he gets upset and he jumps through the window.
Yeah, he jumped through our below ground bunker window to the above ground.
Skylight.
Ground.
I see. Ed Hardy, Jesus.
Oh, he's still alive.
And Bryson DeChambeau, Jesus.
I bet he loves Bryson.
Now, maybe he did pass away.
No, he didn't.
Okay. He's fine.
All right. There goes Chris from sales, 8:45 on the ticket.